Mishnah says in Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, Omer Ish Plani or Sheni Makom Sheish Bas Bita Ter Sheni Makom Sheish Ben Lo Yomar Klum Sheish Lo Mashi Kosa Batayra. Rabbi Yechim Rabbi Berka Omer Rabbi Yechim Berka holds that he Marmel Mishroi Liyasha Dvav Kayamin while Mishen Roi Liyasha Ein Vav Kayamin. So Rabbi Yechim Rabbi Berka holds that he could be Mishan of the Dinei Rusha if he's saying it on a person who's Roi Liyasha. Now the Gabi this Din of Rabbi Yechim Rabbi Berka that he could be Mishan of the Dinei Rusha if the person has Roi Liyasha, there's a he said it's a machlokes achrenim between the Ksais and the Sivis and others, whether that works in a davar shabal ailam or not. Are you able to say that only on the chasim that are here now, or could you even say that on a davar shabal ailam as well, on the chasim that are not yet ba'ailam? So what's the beer in this machlokes, whether you could be mayrish the chasim that are not ba'ailam or not? So Bshul Rizovsky over here in the Shirim and Ice Pezayin says they said it's a beer based on the chakir that achrenim have in the this dicker din of Rabbi Yechim and Breika, then Im Amar Mishra Eliyoshtav Kayamin, what is the getter of that din? What's the getter Hadvarim that you could change a din Yerusha if the person is Rai Eliyosha? Is it the pshat that you have a right to be Marish Nechasim, even though normally he would not be Yarish them, but being that he's right to Yarshin, you could be Marish those Nechasim to that person, even though he would, Batsim is not a Yarish, not a full Yarish? Or is the pshat that you change the whole din of the Gavit, that you take someone who's not a Yarish, a Gavit is Nechasim, and you give him a din Yarish? Or is it a din in the Nechasim, that you're allowing the Nechasim to go to him in Din Yerusha? Or is it a din in the Gavra that you're turning him into a Yarish Gomer, even though he does not have a din of a Yarish Gomer? So Shmuel learns that that could be the Bainless Machlekes. If you hold it's a din in the Nechasim, you're being Yarish them, even though he's not really someone who should be Yarish them, then about it, they have to be Ba'ilim. If they're not Ba'ilim, you don't have a right to change the din. But if it's a din in the Gavra that you're turning him into a Yarish, you're giving him a din Yarish, and once he has a din Yarish, now he'll be Yarish things, even though they're not Ba'ilim now. It doesn't make a difference if they're Ba'ilim now. Once he gets a Shem Yarish, not all the Dini Rush would apply, and he could Yarshin the Nechasim, even though they're not Ba'ilim, so that could be the beer in that Machlekes between the Tzais and the Nesivis.